your horses. Because little old ladies can be serial killers too. Yes, you heard that right. This is the episode of The Black Widows from American Greed, Season 4, Episode 26. These two women, Helen and Olga, are in their upper 70s. That's right. That's right. They are pushing 80. Don't you know? They befriend homeless dudes. Take care of them. They make sure they monitor them for 2 years if they could get them in their grasp. This is how they get them in their grasp. They approach them on the street, strike up a conversation, tell them they're in the business of helping people, especially the homeless. They put them in an apartment, pay for the apartment for 2 years, get them food, necessities. And this is where they get the information to take out life insurance on them. They find out who they're talking to, if they have any family members. They prefer the ones who don't have any family members or who have people who don't give a thought about them. Actually, people who don't give a fuck about them. And they ask them personal business. They're trying to find out their mother's name, their mother's social security number. Now, who has their mother's social security number? Unless it's in important papers. These men are, most of them are elderly. Just 50 and up. Well, 50 is not elderly. I'm 55. Like, these two, the first two men they got a hold of, looks like they were in their 60s and up. Anyway, they find out important information, their last address, living relatives, where they bank, if they have a bank account, and take out life insurance policies on them. Yes, Helen and Olga. Like, they look like two sweet grandmothers or just normal citizens in the streets of L.A. And the first two victims, they monitored for 2 years. And collectively, they got paid over $2 million. Do you know how they pulled it off? They claim to be either their fiancés or cousins, some type of relative. They put that down on the insurance policy. And how these homeless men end up dying is that Helen and Olga runs over them. Yes, they had a Buick Sable, one of those well-maintained heavy cars. This is what they do. They take them out to dinner or lunch, put something in their drink. They make some tired, woozly, and unaware of their surroundings. They take them in an alley and run them over. Like, these bitches are ruthless. They run these men over. They back up, rev the car, get a running start, and run them over. And these bodies are found in the alley, just twisted up, head bleeding from the head. It's terrible. And the police got wind of this crime is when two different detectives were talking about the crime scene, and they mentioned that Helen put down she was a wife or cousin, and Olga put down the same thing. And one of them just went into the coroner's office and asked for the death certificate or something. Didn't show any emotion, no care in the world. So these two detectives compared notes and said, wait a minute, I have those two names on my deceased man. They started surveilling them, and they noticed that they would, this is the messed up part about it, their apartments or houses are right in front of, or either right behind, like the homeless shelter, or where the homeless people sleep. So they set their eyes on a homeless person, go out to the sidewalk or wherever they're sleeping, and talk to them and say, hey, I'm in the business of helping homeless people. I can give you a place to stay. I can give you food. And then one guy was like, so where's the apartment? She said, right behind you. That was the first red flag. And he's like, okay, let me go and see what this woman's talking about. So, as they were talking, she was asking him, this is Olga, asking him, what's your mother's name? What's your mother's social security number? You know, where they live and all this, the birth date, the mother's maiden name. And he's like, I don't have that. I can't get that. She got mad. Banging on the table, eyes bulging out, and he stayed there for a short while. And what made him leave is that he heard Helen and Olga arguing outside his apartment door. He didn't say what he heard, but he was like, here's your key, I'm gone. So he saved his own life. Back then, he didn't know they were the Black Widows and they were serial killers until the police aired this story, or the police contacted him because they saw his name somewhere. But before the story was finished with the investigation, the police department found 26 life insurance policies that totaled over $7 million that they tried to claim. So either they killed 26 people, or the 26 people are already dead, I don't know. But they try to claim 26 life insurance policies worth over $7 million. I had to listen to this story twice. American Greed, Episode 26, Season 4, The Black Widows. The original air date was February 9th, 2010. So be careful who you trust. Like, if somebody is really, really into you, really into taking care of you, really into giving you their stuff, and ask you personal questions, like your social security number, your mother's maiden name, your mother's social security number name, you better investigate that. You better get away from them really fast. And I don't even know if the policyholder needs all that information. I think the Black Widows were just doing that to find out whether they had anybody in their lives that cared for them or would go looking for them if they went missing. Yeah. This is crazy. Like, people would do anything for money. I don't know what their case was, but these two women are sick because they were in the police station talking. I guess they had no idea they were being recorded. And I was like, this is your fault, Helen. You were too greedy. You had too many policies. I told you we had enough. You were too greedy. And she's like, they're going to put you in jail. Excuse me. They're going to put both of y'all in jail because you just admitted unknowingly that you were taking part in these murders for money. Be careful. This place, this world is wicked. Two white ladies, upper 70s, living in downtown LA, stalking homeless people to kill them for insurance policies. They've taken out themselves. Anybody can be serial killers. Old white women, middle-aged black men, middle-aged white men, young white women, middle-aged and young black women. Anybody can be serial killers, so you better watch out. Just don't think of the stereotypical serial killer or middle-aged white man, because anybody is sick enough in this world to stalk you and kill you. Until next time. Come on now.